Thank you for holding. This is Tarnisha, the supervisor. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Verify that first and last name for me, please.
First name is Joreen, J-O-R-E-N-E. Last name is Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R.
Thank you for that. I'm just waiting for everything to load up here, and I'll be able to assist you, okay?
Sure, that's fine. I know how computers are. I've been without a computer for many, many months until just last week, so I understand.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so they sent you over due to charges on the account.
Well, I didn't even know I had an account. I knew nothing about this. I suddenly found out that I was having money taken from my account, and it didn't make sense to me. So I called the number. I evidently have paid $335 in fees. I don't know what the fees are for. I haven't ordered anything. I don't have a catalog. No one sent me a catalog or a bill or anything. So I was not aware of all of this. I will say that, what was the one thing I was going to say, that something here that was amazing? Are you called Sirius Electros? Because that's what two of them were under, Sirius Electro.
Okay, so one thing to understand about online merchants, anytime that they bill out, they do bill out through third parties. So the third party name is what shows up on the banking statement. It looks like the charges stemmed from an original order that was placed. One was placed back on the 21st of May for a Platinum Ultra smartwatch. And
that
the other one.
Three things.
Yes, ma'am. And then the other one was a technical bag. Now, both of those were indeed free, so you're not being billed for either one of those. What you're being billed for is the actual original offer. The original offer that was accepted at that time for both products was basically a free gift welcoming you onto an online discount shopping store.
No
in
idea.
which they sent out a $125 gift code voucher for you to be able to go back onto the electronic site to shop. Now, during that time,
I didn't get anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. During that time, that information would have been present under their terms and conditions. Now, it does look like this was something that was like accepted, like an offer. Like, if you did like any type of surveys or any type of offers that you might have opened up in your email during that time, with the online merchants, each one of them, when you complete those surveys and they offer the free gifts at the end or free offers at the end, each one of them are through different online merchants, and each of those online merchants have their own set of terms and agreements and rules. So
they turn out not to be free. That's what it amounts to.
Well, the products are free. What you're being charged for is their discount membership, not the products that was accepted at the time.
Is there any way to get some of this money back?
Let's see here. Now,
I'm not ordering
it does
anything.
Look like, now, it does look like it has been billing ever since, like, May.
June. Yeah. That's a lot of money. And I'm an old lady and I didn't have a job.
Okay. So the most that I can go back 4 months. So
That's
that
better
will
than
be,
nothing, my dear.
so that will be this month, the month of November, because you was only charged, looks like you was only billed once in November, and
I got
then
twice in
two
December.
charges, you got two charges in October,
There's
and
two charges in December, dear, on the 5th,
yes, ma'am, I
and
already
once
counted
again
those
on
two.
and then one on the 1st. So that's
Yes, ma'am, I counted
67
those
times
two
two.
already.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're
I guess I
fine.
was so anxious. I don't always hear. I'm just, I have so many things to say. You understand, I'm sure.
Yes,
So
ma'am.
you can go back 4 months
So
times
that will
16.
be, so that would be back to August. August, September, October, November. It doesn't look like you're where you billed in November, once in November. So actually September, because it looks like you were billed three times in September.
Wow. So how many is that altogether?
Let's see. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So a total of
Seven.
eight refunds.
Okay, can you do that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
I
And
need that.
let's
I'll
make
give you
sure
all the
that
time
they,
you need.
just to make sure all of them go through, because of the time period, some of the gateways more than likely have closed, so you might have to receive a check for half of them. But let's just see, okay?
Sure.
Place you on the breath hold.
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is 6, 5, this is 40. 45, $456. Lord knows I need it. I'm so glad I got that computer going.
Just checking in, ma'am, letting you know I'm still here, okay?
Okay, and I'm still here too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so far four refunds have went through successfully.
Okay.
And refunding the other four, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it looks like all but two refunded back into the account. So the last two from September, well, I take that back. Seven of them refunded back into the account. So only one did not go through, which will be for the 18th of September. So I will have to put in a request for you to receive a e-check. What an e-check is they send the check through your email instead of mailing it out to you.
Okay. How do I cash something like that?
Honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea. That's just how the merchants send out their checks. They used to mail them out. Now they send them through email. I think you're just supposed to like click a link. I guess they send like a link or something with it for you to be able to click and cash it or deposit it into your account. I guess it's supposed to be easier than waiting on a check because the email comes quicker than a check.
Well, I can certainly try that. So you've got my email address.
All right. So give me one moment. Let me go ahead and get that request in for you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And let me get you to verify that email address so I can make sure we have the correct one on file.
Sure. It's Joey, J-O-E-Y, B as in boy, Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, at yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I got that request submitted in for you. Allow them anywhere between 7 and 10 business days. Just be checking your email, okay?
Okay. Okay, I sure will. I do want to thank you. What a terrible job to have to be doing, trying to get refunds for people. But I will say, have a Merry Christmas. I
same
do hope
to
you do.
Ma'am.
And I thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling customer support, okay?
So can you tell me what your name is?
It's Tarnisha.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Tarnisha, thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.